So you've arrived in France, visa in hand, and starting to live your best life. You've validated that visa and possibly even started the initial steps to stay in this fabulous country. And if you've listened to my other podcasts, you've no doubt started working on your other processes like healthcare, driving licenses and taxes in order to get those paperwork footprints well and truly in place. Getting to this stage has no doubt been a roller coaster, but what a huge achievement. You're settling nicely, but the thought pops into your head, at what time do you need to start thinking of renewing your residency card? And just what steps can you take to ensure that it renews smoothly? As a reminder, the visa is what gets you into France, the residency card is what lets you stay here. And yes, renewals can be a yearly chore. French bureaucracy is never easy. Renewals of residency cards are not just a simple formality. You will need to meet at least the same criteria for the renewal that you had to meet for your visa. Just the proof of that criteria may change. My name is Tracy Leonetti and I'm passionate about helping people live their best life in France. And I do this by enhancing the speed they access the French system. In today's LBS report on demystifying French bureaucracy, I'll be giving you top tips on how to work on your residency renewals. One of the first questions that clients ask me when working on their residency renewals is how long it will take. The answer to that question largely depends on what type of residency card you will have, but also which prefecture you are dealing with. Yes, each prefecture has their own timeline, backlog and sometimes even process. I would suggest a minimum of 4 months, but some can take at least 6 months. Hence why my first piece of advice is to start your renewal process 3 months before its expiry. Leaving later than that will mean that your current residency card will expire before you receive your new one, and that is often the case. I don't want to talk about all the different documents that a renewal process entails, simply because that depends on which visa and residency card you have. Some residency cards are renewed annually, others after 5 years, and even your permanent residency card gets renewed every 10 years. I really want to focus on giving you some important tips on how to facilitate the renewal year on year based on our practical experience in this domain. So firstly, to recap, when you arrive in France with your brand new visa, you will need to validate the visa, usually within the first 2 months of living in France. And you will do this by setting up an account on the online platform ANEF. Months will pass and you are living your best life in France. Time will fly by, you're discovering this beautiful country and hopefully learning the lingo. And before you know it, it's time to renew your residency card. So, where do you start? Well, firstly, the renewal process for the majority, but unfortunately not all, is via this online platform, ANEF. And in a perfect world, you will apply for the renewal of your residency card online via this website. You will prepare and upload your documents. You'll receive your notification of your submission via email, and then you will receive an attestation de décision favorable shortly afterwards. This is a document that validates the renewal of your residency card. In certain cases, you may need to go to the prefecture to get your fingerprints before your card is then ready for collection from the prefecture. Sounds simple, right? Well, in theory, yes, it is. But in practice, it doesn't always happen quite so quickly or simply. The prefecture reserves the right to request any document they want. So getting to the validation stage can take some time with their repeated requests for more documents and translations. Patience is a virtue. Here are a few of my tips to help you prepare in advance based on my 12 years of experience and thousands of renewals, and of course so many conversations with the prefecture that I've simply lost count. So tip one, keep your access details to the ANEF website safe and secure. If you cannot access this account, it would mean calling the helpline, not always a pleasurable experience. If they can't help you, it means no renewal online and reaching out to the prefecture. This can make major delays in your renewal file. Tip number two, take a copy of your visa or residency card and make a note of your AGREF number. This number can be found on your visa or on your current residency card, and it really is the number that the prefecture needs to find your file in the system. It's also the number that we'll use to create your account online via the ANEF website, so please keep it safe and secure and make sure you take a copy, because if you need to get a duplicate, you will need that number. Tip number three, as said previously, prepare in advance and submit at least 3 months before expiry. In the case that your current card expires before you receive your renewal card, you can request what is called an attestation de prolongation of your current card, which is valid for travel purposes when carried in conjunction with your current expired card. Tip number four that I have for you is to ensure that you have declared your income taxes in France. Ah yes, it's very important because residency means tax residency. If you don't have your tax documents available for your renewal or at least a tax number, this can slow down that renewal process. Tip number five, make sure you have updated your healthcare policy. Part of the renewal documents will be proof of healthcare in France. This can be via the CPAM in France or via your private healthcare policy. Tip number six, make sure you have a French mobile number. Absolutely needed for the security process because they will send you a text message and this does not work with overseas numbers. And the last tip, and probably the most important, is please be patient. Renewals take a long time, especially in the south of France due to the delays. If you have a very difficult case, then do reach out to your local prefecture and get an appointment and go along with your whole file to find out why it's taking so long. If you need help with your visas, residency card renewals or other paperwork processes, then do feel free to reach out to us here at LBS. We would love to be part of your journey. I'm going to leave you today with my quote of the day from Ray Davies. Patience is not passive waiting. Patience is active acceptance of the process required to attain our goals and dreams. And if you've enjoyed this short podcast, do subscribe to my channel or reach out to me via email at lbsinfrance.com with your comments.